Welcome to this month's History of Gabba section of the show. You're listening to Pitchless Radio. I'm your host this month, Dave Pitchless, aka Monarchy Nitty. And one of the things about this label, which is going to make it quite tricky for me to talk about this evening, is that the name is actually in French. And I'm going to give all the French people a good laugh now by at least making a vague attempt at pronouncing it properly. I do apologise to Laurent in advance for mangling the name of his record label so badly, and to all French people generally. This label's called Onger Liquide. That's my terrible French accent for you. I'm going to get around the fact of like trying to say that properly for the rest of the show by just calling it HL. So if you get confused halfway through the show, what I'm talking about is HL. That's Onger Liquide. And that's definitely the last time that I'm going to be inflicting my awful French accent on you. HL for me represents probably one of the most interesting labels to come out of the hardcore electronic scene. Now, you probably heard Mike's show about the history of Gabba, and you might be wondering what on earth I'm doing playing HL records in a History of Gabba show. Well, let me explain my sort of take on the thing is that Gabba for me, and I think Mike may even agree with me on this one. Gabba for me has always been about, you know, sort of hard, industrial, psychedelic music, which rocks a dance floor. And HL, I almost said it there, HL is one of those labels that really sort of crosses the bridge between something that, you know, is... you'd have to just sit down in the middle of a party and listen to it because it's so completely mental that it blows you off your feet and you can't move, and also making you dance like an absolute lunatic. If I look back at the catalogue of HL now and sort of check the output over what's been over 10 years now, because it started in 1998, really what they've always managed to consistently do is balance between really breaking sort of boundaries which generally get enforced on music whenever, you know, people try to sort of categorize it, put names on it and sell it, really, at the end of the day. HL basically sacks all of that off and makes something completely just off the wall and really, really mental. I'm going to speak a little bit later on in the show about what I understand as Laurent's sort of opinion, Laurent being the owner of HL, what I've sort of read of him and what I sort of understand of his opinions on it, and what he generally refers to as his flashcore, which is quite an interesting name, because lots of the other sort of hard strands of music which you may well be find being played on Pitchless Radio quite often have things, you know, like speedcore, hardcore. Flashcore is quite a sort of interesting way of summing it up, I think. I'm not going to waffle on about all the sort of pseudo-intellectual chin-stroking ideas behind that. I think it's probably better just to stick some music on and you work it out yourself. I hope you'll agree that definitely what we're playing this evening could pretty much be summed up as flashcore.
Thank you.
There we go, Antinomy. Last Cytochrome C from HL008. And I believe the year is, 1998. Pretty rocking track. Next up, we've got a track from the very, very first HL record, HL001. That was by EPC. EPC is from Bretagne, in the north of France. And he was actually only 18 when HL number 1 was released. His real name's Ronan LaRue, and he's also released tracks on Fishcarp, Blood, and Celtic Records, some of my favourite labels, really. He was making music with an Amiga 600 and some custom-made devices. It's been tricky to find out exactly what they were. And he's a good example of the difference between Technovals up in the north of France, Brittany, around Toulouse even, and those compared to sort of more in the south of France. For example, in this track, you can really hear the influence of some of the big names in French experimental music. It's got a MySpace page, EPC Musique, M-U-S-I-Q-U-E. And as well as the record releases, you can also find some pretty limited CDRs with recordings of live sets that he did around 2000, I think most of those were recorded. And I definitely recommend looking out for those. Some very interesting stuff out there. Name of this track's just the date, I presume, probably when it was finished, the 15th of the 2nd, 97. The EP was called High Computer. I think you might enjoy this one as well. This one's EPC, 15th of the 2nd, 97, from HL001. It's a pretty ear-grabbing track, especially given the age of it. That was EPC from HL001, High Computer, and the track's called 15th of 2nd, 1997. Next track I'm going to pull off of Is Liquid 005. This one's by La Peste. La Peste is the owner and sort of main agitator behind HL. This track's got a fantastic name as well. This one's called Pam Anderson on Acid. La Peste name is also worth mentioning as well, just in case you don't know. I'm sure there's lots of French-speaking listeners who know French a lot better than me. But anybody who happens to not know, La Peste means the plague. And it's the name that... one of the names that Lawrence records is music under La Peste. There you go. Hope that's cleared your eardrums out a little bit. That one was Pam Anderson on Acid, HL005. That's who I was, La Peste. Great name for a great track. I'd imagine that some of those sort of moaning sounds must have been taken from the infamous Pam Anderson video that was floating around on the internet around the time that record came out. I'm sure you'll remember that. I'm going to be cheeky and actually just spin another track from HL005 whilst it's up. This one's called Jubilation des Rustiques. It's another rocking track from also from La Peste, HL005. That one was another track by La Peste. That one to me kind of sort of sums up, doesn't sum up, but it's a great example of flashcore, the concept certainly popularised by Lopez. I don't know if he completely invented it himself, but it's usually sort of attributed to him. The idea of, you know, hard psychodelic, and I'm using an O in this, psycho, like, you know, like psychedelic hardcore, is kind of like, as a little bit of a, you know, digging the ribs against so-called psychedelic trance, which, let's face it, you know, not really that psychedelic. I'm sure if you took your average psychedelic trance raver and played him Pam Anderson on acid, for example, he probably would be a bit confused, which is a good thing, really, in my opinion. What moves me on the dance floor, what gets me rocking, and certainly the, you know, the dance floors that I've been on and seen sort of rocked by people like Lepest, Noise Creator, Igor, you know, some of the people around the HL label, you know, is when tracks are being played, which are just, it's almost like a physical assault, almost, the sonic stuff that you're experiencing. And in my opinion, you know, the music there should be moving you either physically or emotionally, ideally both, at the same time. And for me, flashcore is all about that. It's about getting your brain and your body boogieing at the same time. So I'm going to spin another one. This one's called Insistance Pathologique. It's another Lopez track. It's from HL number 3. This one's got a special place in my heart, I have to say. This one's going out to Leticia, Stratford Gym, all the Diversion Sound System crew. And I'll never forget this track, really. This one was the sort of highlight of a night which we did up in Stoke-on-Trent. A free party out in the woods around the back of the university. There's only about 50 of us there, something like that, but we drove a rig up from London and rocked them out. And obviously, I mean, I think, you know, I think they were a bit surprised to hear anything sort of ravey and underground at that point in the woods. You know, this is sort of post-Criminal Justice Act. This is when raves were, you know, very few and far between, and whenever they happened, they had to be really, really small and tiny. This one got played in the morning by Stratford Jim, one of our DJs from Diversion Sound System. I hope you're doing well, mate, if you happen to ever hear this. This one, well, what can I say? This is possibly like the epitome of psychedelic hardcore music, or flashcore, or whatever you want to call it. You know, this one's Lopez. I think you might like this one. That one was La Peste. It's short but sweet. It's taken from HL003. I'd recommend if you ever see a copy of that, like grab that. It's a fantastic record. Get you clearing dance floors in no time, don't you worry. And that one's dedicated to all the people who happened to be there on that morning in the diversion party up in Stoke-on-Trent. I imagine that must have really turned some people on to some pretty strange music. This one is from HL009, so sort of six releases later, but takes the theme from that and does something quite interesting with it again. And this was a little bit of a departure from HL, in my opinion. Quite an interesting record. This is Chamber by Bombardier from HL009. By Bombardier. Interesting sort of use of the sample, and I think he must have been using quite a lot of the sounds from HL003 to make that remix. It was various artists, number 9. Funnily enough, I suspect a couple of those supposed artists actually must have been Laurent as well. There's a La Veste, La Poste, or maybe he was collaborating with some of the other artists on the label. But one of the other main sort of names on there is Noise Creator, from Germany. That's NOIZE Creator, because I know there's sort of various people who use that name now. But it's always the Noise Creator who I knew, sort of knew as the first Noise Creator, certainly in this particular scene. This one's called Special Cleanse, taken again from number 9. Noise Creator with a Z, Special Cleanse, taken from HL number 9. Next up, I'm going to play something from HL 11. That was by Senecal. I think this one was just untitled, this record. Senecal, if you don't know, is a pseudonym for Lassie Steen, another very interesting and prolific artist, Lassie Steen. In a really quite varied output as well. But this one on HL was, you know, him is a really noisy, kind of trashy best, in my opinion. Really big fan of this one. Senecal from the untitled EP, HL011. And I think this track is called, this track's called Nervous Anticipation. Thank you. Cynical, aka Lassistine, from HL11, untitled EP. That particular track was called Nervous Anticipation. Quite an accurate name for that track, in my opinion. It kind of keeps you almost constantly thinking it's going to drop and go completely bonkers, but always teases you. Quite nice. Next one's taken from number 14 on HL, Gastrocrature. Artist is Attila. And this particular track is actually almost completely unpronounceable. In fact, the names of all of the tracks on this particular EP are, as far as I can tell, just sort of, you know, nonsense words. This one's FLRRWC. Attila's quite an interesting artist, actually. Well worth looking up. Did a great track with Anti on Cornog Records. This one's Gastrocrature by Attila.
Thank you.
I really like how the end of that track just goes completely, like, almost into silly noises. Puts a real smile on my face whenever, I mean, particularly on a rig, it just sounds really entertaining. That one was Attila from the Gastrocrateria EP, HL14. There's a couple of other really nutty tracks on that one. Well worth looking that one up if you can. So you're listening to me, Dave Pitchless. I'm presenting this month's History of Gabba. This next one's from HL15. That one was by a particular EP, it was by Igor. This one's called Absurd. Igor, as you may or may not know, is a Polish guy. Very prolific as well. Put out loads and loads of stuff all over the place. Interesting producer as well. This particular track's called Oxygen Riot. It's taken from Igor's on EP on HL. And I think you might like this one.
Mówię to teraz do wszystkich tych, którzy uważają, że hardcore techno to kocha.
That one also ends in a really interesting way, completely unexpected as well. It's sort of, you know, rattling away at a million miles an hour, and then suddenly sort of goes almost a little bit country towards the end. But most entertaining. That one was Oxygen Riot by Igor. I'm going to cheat a little bit and take another one from that EP, because I really do like that one by Igor. This one's called Viva HL. Viva Onga Liquide, I guess the label. HL 15. Viva HL by Igor. Interesting that one to me, because it sort of at times almost sounds a little bit like something off of Bloody Fist, or sort of, you know, early Narsenbluten tracks or something like that, which is not really a direction that I expected HL to go at all. That one's from 2000. This next one's by Neurocore. It's from HL 18 already, we're up to. This was 2004. Purgatory Drastic. This one, I think it's got a Polish name as well. Dlaczego tak daleko? Interesting track, very long. It's almost 9.5 minutes long, this one. I decided to play the whole thing, not because we're going for sort of, you know, trying to waste your time and your download space, more because I really like the overall structure of this track and how over the 9 minutes it progresses from being quite in your face to being completely in your face to being so dark you want to go and jump off a cliff to being back in your face again, which in the space of 9 minutes is quite impressive, really. This again, I think, is a great example of flashcore. Really atmospheric. Is it so fast that, you know, you should sit down and listen to it? Is it so fast that you need to be dancing at triple your normal speed to keep up with it? It's a tricky one to tell. It's one of the great things I always liked about HL records is for the first sort of month of having it, I could never work out actually which speed I was supposed to be playing it on. So it wasn't like two vinyls in one.
Thank you.
last few notes of Lechego Dagdalicom, Neurocore, HL18. Great record in my opinion. The rest of that one's quite interesting as well. That's the only one which is sort of reasonable dance floor aimed. The rest of them are sort of really atmospheric, bonkers music. Last bit I'm going to finish off with is series of tracks actually taken from the 2004 album. It was WTC XTC was the name of the album. I presume this was La Peste Lente's reaction to change which took place in the world after the obvious WTC World Trade Center reference in the title. And there's one of the things I wanted to mention is an amazing article online on an interesting website called spannered.org, spannered.org. Great article on there about Ungo Liquid, Flashcore, the scene that's around all of that, and the idea of hard electronic dance music which isn't just made, you know, for stupid escapism and which is designed to actually make you feel something. So what I'm actually going to do is play four tracks from the album. It's one of those albums that it's not packaged in simple track form. There are tracks on the CD, but the sound basically goes through non-stop for 60 plus minutes. So I've picked out from track 7 to track 11, which is for me one of the highlights of the album, which is a little bit more just about get away with it playing with the dance floor. You know, obviously it depends on your dance floor. Some dance floors you'll never hope of playing any of the music which I've been playing this evening, but I have actually managed to sneak this particular little section of the album onto rigs a few times without getting beaten up. So this is La Peste from the 2004 album WTC.XTC. Enjoy.